You know, I think it's certainly an unhealthy thing for a democracy to have so many citizens who are in information silos, where they're getting all of their information from one, you know, very committed political perspective.
Yeah. I agree.
You got any
with you
solution
on that.
For this?
Triangulate. Triangulate your information. I have friends who I know hold particular political views, conservatives or liberals, but they go out of their way to listen to other things. Because what you'll learn is, oh, what would be interesting is if you heard a particular story from different perspectives, right?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
But what it'll do is tell you, that's weird that this network didn't cover that story at all. Is that story actually true? Does it exist or is this just opinion? I think, you know, in the same way that a cell phone knows where you are because it pings three towers, you should ping three towers for your news. You should have different sources. That's the answer. Consume more information. And on the other side, Dave, we do have to become more critical consumers of information. I think we're losing that skill, and that worries me. But that, I think, is for a younger generation. I think we can teach our kids to be critical consumers of information, and hopefully they can discern the difference between news and nonsense.
Well, Ali Velshi, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Dave, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Ali Velshi is chief correspondent for MSNBC. His new memoir is Small Acts of Courage, A Legacy of Endurance and the Fight for Democracy. This is Fresh Air.